This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is discontinuing its COVID exposure notification system. CPR's John Daly.
The system will shut down on May 11th. It comes after Apple and Google are shutting it down with the end of the federal public health emergency. Users will get a message on their phones alerting them that the system is no longer operational and prompting them to delete their data. The state health department says it will continue to send text messages to anyone with a reported positive COVID-19 test result. It'll include a link to disease control information through July if their phone number is on file. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A landmark in Colorado Springs is coming down. The Martin Drake Power Plant is set for demolition this summer. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
About 75 people attended a public meeting on the plans this week, many who live right nearby the Drake plant in the heart of the city's downtown. Demolition project manager Doug Thomas says he heard the community's concerns.
They want to make sure that their house is not getting dusted over or their properties are protected, just like you and I would. And it's our intent to do that.
The demolition should take until summer 2024, and much of the area will be replanted with native grasses. The city will continue operating natural gas plants at the site. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
New snow in Colorado's mountains should help slow a spring melt that has been hastened by dust. When debris from a nearby storm lands on mountain snow, it makes it darker and warmer. Rush Schumacher is with the Colorado Climate Center.
Part of the reason the melt happened so fast this week was there was that layer of dust on there from the storm last week. And what can help is if you get a little bit more fresh snow on top of it, that can at least delay that process a little bit.
Colorado's mountains can expect more snow today and into the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.